It's the radio segment that just made $20,000 at the International Computer Mouse Convention in Toronto.
Wow.
Because he sold t-shirts outside that said, "Suck my click." What an opportunist. It's Laser Stories,
yes.
A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other dumpster muffins just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. Recently, a 29-year-old woman named Skylar Perrin was spotted by a few McDonald's employees acting very peculiar because she kept going through their drive-thru several times in a row.
It's a B-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
I mean, did she forget something? Like,
after the ninth time, the staff called the police.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when authorities arrived, they asked Skylar, why? Why go through the drive-thru nine times in a row?
Yeah.
And Skylar's answer was, "I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I've only been through the drive-thru once."
Ah. Okay. Not an Alzheimer's patient, right?
Someone's on something.
After officers showed her the security video, Skylar said, "That couldn't have been her."
Ah.
And then subsequently failed a field sobriety test.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out she had meth in her system.
Different kind of
I didn't know
up.
Meth made you forgetful.
And that may be the reason she kept forgetting that she'd already been there.
Now imagine she's going through super fast. Like, it looks like NASCAR. Just...
Afterwards, she told the authorities that she had a prescription for the meth.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Seasonal depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was?
Yeah, my doctor said 3 crack rocks a day.
Yeah.
But police didn't know if that was a thing, and they took her to jail anyway.
They didn't know?
They're looking into it.
I'm going to go with no. It's not a thing.
I told her just in case.
This next Laser Story is out of Wolforth, Texas. There's a 50-year-old guy named Eric Warren, and a few summers ago, he went to a car dealership to test drive a BMW.
Okay.
They let him try it out solo, so he drove the car to a nearby bank and robbed the place.
That's why they always want somebody in the car with you.
He pulled out something that looked like a gun, demanded $10,000, and then took off.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Why would you go with 10 grand? Not all the money in the bank.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it.
He just needs his down payment for the car he's about to buy.
Oh, I see. Sensible.
But here's the twist, and maybe the reason why Eric is a smart criminal. Because instead of just taking the cash and getting out of there, he went back to the dealership to use his newfound money as a down payment to buy the car.
I was right. I was kidding.
Wow.
Just one problem, though. As he was signing the paperwork, he reached inside his duffel bag, and a dye pack exploded all over the car dealer's office.
Yeah.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
It's my pen. It's just leaky pen.
At the same time, the cops called the dealership to let them know one of their cars was at the scene of a bank robbery that just went down. The staff connected the dots and kept Eric there until authorities showed up.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, we gotta run something in the back. Could you just hang out for a second?"
He was in court this week and pleaded guilty to bank robbery and was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Oh, 20 years. Dang.
This next Laser Story is out of the UK. A 41-year-old unemployed man named Faiz Siddiqui is making headlines for all the wrong reasons because, according to the press, he's actually suing his parents for lifelong financial support.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Alexis is like, wait a minute.
You heard that correctly.
Wait, for supporting him or for not supporting him?
A 41-year-old man who, by the way, is a trained lawyer and has a degree from the prestigious Oxford University.
What?
Is suing his family for monetary aid.
For his entire life.
In his suit, he claims he's completely dependent on his Dubai-based mother and father.
Okay, this isn't boding well for his dating profile.
He describes himself as a, quote, vulnerable grown-up child that's being cut off by his wealthy parents, which he says is a violation of his human rights.
Kind of tired of working a second job, so I might look into this, actually.
He got the adult child part right.
Yeah.
Well, does he have a case?
Yeah.
Let's look at the facts. He hasn't worked since 2011, and he lives rent-free in his parents' $1.4 million London apartment.
Whoa!
Nice.
That sounds awesome.
They've been paying all of his bills, plus a generous $2,200 monthly allowance.
What? While he's 41.
Whoa.
And that's money after his bills. Like, not money he has to use on his bills.
All play money.
It's almost like... parents may be at fault here, too.
Yeah, seriously.
But all that dried up recently following a serious argument Faiz and the family had, and that's why he's decided to sue.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
He's like, last time they just grounded me.
Yeah.
This isn't the first lawsuit that's made international headlines with him, though, because a few years ago, he was in the news for suing Oxford University, claiming the institution did not provide adequate teaching, which prevented him from getting a first-class degree,
and it
affected his career as a lawyer.
Yeah, because it's Oxford's fault he's unemployed.
So that suit was thrown out by a judge.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated, though, on this new one.
He's going to hear this, and he's going to sue us next.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Yawn Central.
Ooh, I live
even
here. Everyone's yawning in their car now.
Does anyone else feel like a sack of potatoes in the morning?
And at noon, and at night. Yeah.
Well, here's a list of things you might be doing in the AM that make you less productive.
Okay.
Ooh, this is good, actually.
All right, number one is forcing yourself to wake up too early. Don't beat yourself up if you aren't an early bird, because you might actually get more done throughout the day if you get a little bit more sleep.
So that's what we should tell our bosses. I'd actually be more productive if I could come in for the morning show around 10.
After the show.
Yeah.
Number two, not getting dressed. Believe it or not, staying in sweatpants all day is not great for your productivity.
Oh, you know what? I could see this.
I was hoping they were going to be a proponent of that.
Number three, don't reach for your phone first thing when you wake up.
I heard this recently.
I know. Yeah. I've been thinking about not using my phone as my alarm anymore.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm
debating it.
Chances are it's going to distract you. They say instead, make a quick list of things that you want to get done that day.
Right?
I went 6 hours of sleep without my phone. You expect me to go longer? That's absurd.
I'm with you.
You were asleep. Alexis.
Not touching my phone.
Yeah.
You have any updates I have?
Jeez.
And finally, number four thing that you might be doing in the morning that makes you less productive, you are less productive when you don't prep the night before.
Like outfits
or lunches,
I lay out my outfit.
Dishes, all that stuff.
Yeah, none of that. I'm just like, that's the shirt
I will say, we never go to bed with a dirty kitchen. It's so gross.
I never go to bed with a clean kitchen.
Yeah.
So they say if you do that in the long run, it can actually buy you more downtime the following day.
Okay.
Man, I gotta take some notes.
And then with that downtime, you'll be able to do other fun things.
Like? Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's the sound of a very productive turtle. It's only 8:40 a.m. and he's already been with four shoes and a discarded flip-flop.
Because he was prepping from the night before.
That's right. Yeah. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.